For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of people, who suppress the truth by unrighteousness, because what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made. So they are without excuse. Because, although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God or give Him thanks, but their thinking became nonsense, and their foolish heart was darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and traded the glory of the incorruptible God for images resembling corruptible man, and of birds, and four-footed animals, and crawling creatures. Therefore God also abandoned them in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the degrading of their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creation rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God abandoned them to their degrading passions. For their women exchanged natural relations for that which is contrary to nature. Likewise also the men, giving up natural relations with women, burned in their lust toward one another, men doing what is inappropriate with men, and receiving in themselves the due penalty of their error. Even as they refused to have God in their knowledge, God abandoned them to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not right, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil habits, secret slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, foolish, promise breakers, heartless, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them.